I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
What's going on here?
Resistance is futile.
This,
indeed you are, Paul,
is...
It's in my hand, Paul!
Fan Effect.
Hi, I'm Andy Farnsworth from KSL News Radio and KSL's Fan Effect podcast. I'm also the movies and pop culture guy for KSL 5 Today, and this is my review of Universal Pictures and DreamWorks Animation's The Boss Baby Family Business. For those of you who have siblings, isn't it frustrating when petty rivalries or offenses from your childhood carry into adulthood? It's said that nobody can quite get under your skin like a family member can. Younger siblings feel like they don't get to do anything that the older ones do, while the older siblings feel like the younger ones get away with everything. That dynamic, along with some talented voice acting and pretty funny script, was what made 2017's The Boss Baby movie into a surprise hit. But the ending of the first movie made it clear that the main characters were all grown up. So how do you finagle a sequel from that? Well, pretty cleverly, if you ask me. In The Boss Baby Family Business, we find the Templeton brothers, Tim, voiced by James Marsden, and his boss baby little brother Ted, voiced perfectly once again by Alec Baldwin. Well, they've become adults and drifted away from each other. Tim's now a married stay-at-home dad, while Ted is a hedge fund CEO. Tim's super smart 7-year-old daughter Tabitha is at the top of her class at a prestigious school. And she idolizes her Uncle Ted, but Tim, still in touch with his overactive youthful imagination, worries she's working too hard and missing out on a normal childhood. Tim gets a big surprise when his other child, baby Tina, who's voiced by Amy Sedaris, reveals that just like her uncle before her, she's also a top secret agent for Baby Corp. Her mission is to uncover the dark secrets behind Tabitha's school and its mysterious founder, Dr. Edwin Armstrong, voiced hilariously by Jeff Goldblum. Tim and Ted take a formula that turns them back into their younger selves so they can infiltrate the school and figure out how to stop him, but also maybe help Tabitha with some struggles of her own. Just like the previous Boss Baby movie, Family Business is highlighted by Alec Baldwin, who essentially turned his character from the TV show 30 Rock into an animated baby. But it's the perfect fit of voice and role, and it reminds you how talented Baldwin can be. Joining him, Marsden, Goldblum, and Sedaris for this outing are Eva Longoria, Ariana Greenblatt, Lisa Kudrow, and Jimmy Kimmel. Animators from DreamWorks have created another colorful world for the characters to inhabit, helped by the fact that much of this takes place as part of Tim's memories of the events mixed with his very active imagination. But writers Michael McCullers and Marla Frazee also managed to create some very positive messages for both kids and adults in the script, including overcoming fear and jealousy, seeing things from others' perspectives, and the strength of family love. Plus, it has some pretty hilarious moments, too. There's nothing I really need to warn you about in the film's content because there's nothing offensive. It's rated PG and its runtime is just over an hour and a half. While acknowledging that I am not the primary audience for this film, nonetheless, I did not find The Boss Baby Family Business to be quite as unique or funny as the original movie, though I did like it. It has some very funny moments, and it's something that the whole family can watch together, and that's its greatest strength. My kids were all excited to see it, and they were not disappointed. I give The Boss Baby Family Business 2.5 out of 4 stars. Better than average, but not really exceptional. You can watch it in theaters, as well as for no extra charge on Universal's streaming service, Peacock. This is the first movie to debut in theaters and on Peacock at the same time. We shall see which other Universal movies follow suit in the future. Peacock is included at no charge for those who have Comcast cable or internet. Otherwise, they have a subscription plan that starts at about $5 a month. Thanks for watching. I hope you and your family found this review helpful, and I invite you to check out some of my other in-depth reviews of movies and streaming TV shows on KSLTV.com. I'll see you there.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.